You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Friday greeted and blessed a group of Rohingya Muslim refugees who fled to Bangladesh from neighbouring Myanmar. The moving meeting took place during an interreligious and ecumenical meeting for peace in the garden of the Archbishop of Dhaka's residence. The meeting included representatives of different faiths and took place on the second day of the Pope's apostolic journey to Bangladesh. The 16 Rohingya, 12 men, 2 women and 2 young girls, travelled to Dhaka from Cox's Bazar, the district bordering Myanmar where refugee camps are overflowing with more than 620,000 Rohingya who have fled violence in Myanmar. One by one, each of the refugees approached the Pope at the end of the event and through the aid of an interpreter told him their stories and their experiences. As Chris Wells reports, during his address to the religious leaders at the meeting, Pope Francis said a spirit of openness is fundamental for building a culture of harmony and peace.
In his address to religious leaders, Pope Francis recalled that the right to religious freedom is a founding principle of Bangladesh. And he noted that the commitment of the different religious traditions to living together in mutual respect and goodwill stands as a subtle yet firm rebuke to those who seek to foment division, hatred, and violence in the name of religion.
Questo impegno sia un richiamo rispettoso ma fermo a chi cercherà di fomentare divisione, odio e violenza in nome della religione.
Pope Francis said that this commitment entails more than mere tolerance. Rather, it challenges us to cultivate an openness of heart that views others as an avenue, not a barrier. In his address, the Holy Father pointed out 3 essential features of this openness of heart. First, he said, it is like a door, a lived experience that means sharing one's own distinct religious and cultural identity without giving way to indifference. He also compared openness of heart to a ladder that leads to the absolute. This openness to transcendence, he said, allows people to understand and value others and their point of view. Pope Francis said openness of heart is also a path that leads to the pursuit of goodness, justice, and solidarity, expressed especially through working together to help the least fortunate.
Uno spirito di apertura, accettazione e cooperazione tra i credenti non solo contribuisce a una cultura di armonia e di pace, esso ne è il cuore pulsante.
Religious concern for the welfare of our neighbor, he said, flows outward like a vast river to quench the dry and parched wastelands of hatred, corruption, poverty, and violence that so damage human lives, tear families apart, and disfigure the gift of creation. The spirit of openness, he said, is absolutely necessary for building up a culture of harmony and peace. He concluded his remarks with the prayer that by demonstrating the common commitment of believers to discerning the good and putting it into practice, they will help all believers to grow in wisdom and holiness and to cooperate in building an ever more humane, united, and peaceful world. I'm Christopher Wells.